crowd of hundreds of well-wishers welcomes home 9-year-old Bella Tucker to her newly rebuilt and refurbished home in Londonderry, New Hampshire. Bella had been active in gymnastics and cheerleading, but her arms and legs had to be amputated because of an infection, and she spent months in the hospital. Tony Nigro of Suffolk Construction Company heard about Bella's story and decided he had to help because he has a daughter Bella's age.
She's 9 years old, and everybody, all the first responders, the people that jumped in to help immediately, they all have a daughter that's the same age as Bella. And when you hear the story, you think just as easily that could be me. So how do you not help, right?
So Nigro led a crew of volunteers and rebuilt Bella's home using donated materials to make it accessible for her as a quadruple amputee.
It started with the ramp, and then we added the elevator. The elevator goes 3 levels, and then every doorway is wide enough for her chair. There's no steps anywhere in the house that she can't get around one way or the other with a ramp. And we added hospital quality mechanical systems, a whole house generator, re-insulated the house. We made it so that it's like a mini hospital.
Nigro says people can still help Bella and her family.
Go to bellatucker.org, because when we've doubled the size of the house here, there's going to be some bills here to pay, and the family needs help. So if they can go there and still donate, that's what we're looking for.
For more information on parenting, log on to our website at WBZ.com. With this parent report, I'm Doug Cope at WBZ News Radio 1030.